they have the same donor base. They have the same people in their ears, same pollsters going to the White House saying you should support Andrew Cuomo. It's been well documented. And that's because these people value their power above all else.
And Lindsay Boylan, former senior aide to the disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was forced to resign over charges of sexual harassment, now running for mayor of New York City. Boylan was the first of the 11 women to publicly accuse Cuomo of sexual harassment. That does it for our show. Juan Gonzalez will be speaking at Delaware Technical Community College in Georgetown, Delaware, tonight at 6 and tomorrow at 6 at the Delaware History Museum in Wilmington. I'll be speaking in Santa Fe after the showing of the film Steal the Story, Please at the Lensic Theater on Friday night, October 17th. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel. Something mighty is coming to Kingston on Wednesday, October 15th. Mighty Bird Kingston is celebrating its Mighty OG Day with a one-of-a-kind deal. You can get a delicious hand-breaded fried chicken sandwich from Kingston's highest-rated crispy chicken restaurant for just $5.99. This deal is one day only, and there is a limit of one per customer. On October 15th, swing by Mighty Bird Kingston at 764 Gardner's Road and taste the mighty difference.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, since 1922. You can find us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this special community group takeover of our airwaves, we're chatting with the co-president of the Queen's University Ukrainian Students Association, CUSA. Did you know that Canada has one of the largest Ukrainian diasporas in the world? At Queen's University, CUSA hopes to unite just one small part of it. Their goal is to bring together Ukrainian students and encourage them to engage in Ukrainian culture, language, traditions, and build connections to their heritage at Queen's. They also hope to educate the school community about their roots and show CUSA's pride Kingston-wide. In the studio with me today, I have Solomia from...
Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Amazing. And you are representing the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association, right?
That's right.
Awesome. So can you tell me a bit about what your association does, what the club does?
For sure. So we are a CUSA, or a Queen's University Ukrainian Students Association. We are actually turning 20 years this year, which is absolutely amazing. It's our second big anniversary, and I'm absolutely honored to be a part of a club this year. We are here to preserve, promote Ukrainian language, traditions, culture, and race topics that are now particularly important to discuss and to oppose all the existing propaganda speculations about our history and right to exist in general. We are all united by blood, but also by values and ideas that shape who we are today and how we act and what we do in this world.
And I saw a post that you don't necessarily have to have Ukrainian lineage to be part of this organization. Is that true?
Absolutely. We are very open to everyone who's eager to learn, to be open-minded about our history and our culture. We mostly try to make events and accommodate a lot of people who would be interested and who would attend just for fun, to spend time with their friends. For example, we have some upcoming events that are particularly focused on arts and crafts. So that is something everyone can do.
Absolutely. And something I think, especially as we're coming into midterms, that, you know, might be a nice little rest for people.
Absolutely.
Nice. So what is your role with the organization? I understand you're co-president?
Correct. So yes. I am one of the co-presidents, along with Angelina, who's also from Ukraine. So we are two straight from there. Mm-hmm. And most of our other participants are second-generation Ukrainians, third-generation Ukrainians. I was pleasantly surprised. Well, I knew that Canada has the largest Ukrainian diaspora in the world.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. But coming here, it was really nice to have people around who, through generations, keep the language and just keep the traditions. And it was nice to be very welcome to this community. Mm-hmm. So as a co-president, I've been a first-year rep, then I was an outreach coordinator, then I went on exchange, and now I'm back in the leadership role. So yeah, we do mostly the events, the coordination, and just trying to keep the vibes up.
Awesome. You've obviously been involved with this a while, and I think you've talked a little bit about why you got involved, but were there surprising things about it, or what have been some of the benefits of being involved with this group for you?
For sure. Well, coming from Ukraine because of different reasons, and not the reasons that we all would think, that we would travel and explore the world in general, mm-hmm. It was really nice to have this community. Because I feel like community is something that makes you comfortable and makes you feel more calm and connected. And just in general, it keeps your mental health up. So having people around was genuinely the best thing that happened to me here at Queen's. It really motivated me to stay connected to my community and also to contribute. Because coming from Ukraine, I thought that, like, I'm helpless. I cannot do anything. I'm so far away. My family's far. But here, seeing people throughout the generations passing the language from their grandparents, parents, and kind of keeping it together, like visiting church and like creating other community spaces, organizing festivals. This September, I went for the first time to the Bloor West Village Ukrainian Festival. Oh, it's the largest Ukrainian festival in the world as well. So tasting the cuisine that tastes like home made food, it was genuinely amazing. And we try to keep this at Queen's as well. We are planning to have like a potluck and make varanika or pierogies more well known together. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed on your Instagram there are a lot of different activities that you do throughout the year. We'll talk about that a little bit, but you also sent in some songs and you were so wonderfully organized in how you did them. So do you want to talk about the first three songs that we're going to listen to next?
Sure. So these three songs are presented by artists who have been to Eurovision. Eurovision is bigger in Europe, obviously, than here, but yeah, I would try to encourage my friends to come watch it together. Last year also was some of the participants of CUSA. We had a little Eurovision watching party. We made borscht, which is another traditional Ukrainian dish, mm-hmm. Which is like a soup. Actually, it's protected by UNESCO now. It's recognized as a Ukrainian dish and it's preserved. So yeah, those artists have sparked their art prior to Eurovision, but they gained the most popularity after. And now the Jerry Hale, for example, she is now part of the Recording Academy. So she's a voting member for Grammy. And we are really glad that we can contribute to a bigger music world society. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't really have it recognized as ours for the longest of our existence. And it's really nice that those artists go ahead and promote our music into the world.
Amazing. All right, so we'll listen to a few tracks now.
Сам на сам серед усіх разом світло, поміж чужих на глибині фрази стрімко, не треба слів, та не тримай своє тіло, не розумів, зачарувала мене ніжно. Давай зробимо все без порожніх слів, без пустих обіцянок і без потів. Чекай, просто не спіши. Зачекай, просто помовчи. Мова твого тіла вже давно розказала мені все, що там хотів. Мова твого тіла вже давно розказала мені. І більше не треба слів. Добре знаю, лише з тобою відчуваю, коли з тобою. Добре знаю, лише з тобою відчуваю, коли з тобою. Хочу розгадати всі твої секрети. Переплились на стіні наші силуети. ночі для мене загадка, летість наші тіл, сам не розумів, я тебе хотів, для мене загадка, летість наші тіл. Мого тіла вже давно розказала мені все, що там хотів. Мого тіла вже давно розказала мені, і песню не треба слів. Добре знаю, лише з тобою відчуваю, коли з тобою. Добре знаю, лише з тобою відчуваю, коли з тобою. Зачекай, просто не спіши.
do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Will you judge me? Will you vote for my soul in every note? No rehearsal, just one chance. Life's a dancer, so I make it dance. Cars, my Eurovision club.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Solomia from the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association. Can you tell us about your club activities? What do you do together?
Sure. So on campus, we try to meet in both formal and informal settings to talk about anything that worries us, that we want to learn about our culture. Maybe there's some anniversaries coming up, such as our own anniversary. Mm-hmm. We like a good potluck vibe, watching a movie together, sharing a meal at the Arc. And the thing about Arc's pierogi sale, this is probably our most successful event because there's a lot of people coming up. Everyone's hungry. Everyone's getting their protein in after the gym. But the thing about it that I wanted to mention is that pierogies that people usually know of, it's more a Polish dish. And that's a big controversy between Ukrainians and Polish people here as well.
Right.
Because for us, it's varenike. It's basically the same thing, but for varenike, we boil them, not fry them.
Okay.
And serve with sour cream. And also we have a variety of different fillings, such as like cherries. It can be blueberry. It can be sweet and sour. And yeah, we want to promote that more this year and make it bigger. So visit ARC.
And do you have dates for that, or should people just check out your social media?
That would be best to check out our social media because we're still flexible with it.
We talked a little bit about your members, but how big is this organization?
So the first year I joined, we had about 50 participants. Now it's getting smaller as people graduate and the new generation is coming in. Now we are about 20 to 30 people, but our exact team is pretty big. We try to involve everyone into the daily activities and give people a chance to develop their skills and apply them, what they learn in school. We get our first years this year who will go to like commerce and engineering, and we try to get involved with other societies and other clubs that they are participating in. So yeah, we're getting bigger and bigger.
Awesome. And it sounds like, I mean, if you're involved, you're involved, right? Like it's a really a great opportunity to feel like part of a group.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. You're in today because you have an event coming up. Can you tell us what you're working on now and what people might be interested in going to later tonight?
Absolutely. So today in the evening at 5 o'clock exactly, we will be meeting at Macquarie D202 for a sip and paint event. So it's a very artsy event that everyone is welcome to join, but we will also have a little presentation about Ukrainian artists and Ukrainian art. We have specific like techniques and we would be glad to share it with people. And then later we will have a workshop. All the materials are provided as well as some little funky drinks, low sugar, just to sit back and relax with all the preparing for midterms and passing all the exams. Good luck, everyone, by the way.
Do you need to be an artist to take part in this?
Absolutely not. It's very no experience needed event. I am awful artist. I have two left hands, as we say. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that everyone will have fun regardless of their level of creativity either.
Amazing. So that's at the Macquarie today at 5 p.m.
Correct.
Do people need to register in advance?
No, we will just have a waiver at the entry.
Okay, beautiful. So, hey, if you're going a little stir crazy, go check that out. Have some fun with it. Do you want to talk about the next three songs we're going to be listening to?
For sure. These songs are the older generation songs. Ukraine has 15,000 folk songs registered by UNESCO, and we are beating every other nation with that. We are a very singing nation. We had struggles with promoting our music outside, especially in the last century. The foreign music, listening to foreign music, was forbidden until the fall of Soviet Union. So if you were listening to some of the artists like Pink Floyd, you would be considered a criminal.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah. And when the 90s hit, we went crazy. So first of all, we were experimenting with all the possible different genres and different lyrics. We were cooperating and coordinating our music with the foreign Ukrainians who went abroad before. But before that, we really had a rich musical history, and listening to it would be a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Любов мою. батяри, брали маринари, як спізнив щитло стояти мус. А кого не знаю, то не пускають, в бік бербарі нині грають батьорський блюз. Нашим квасі, як на тім парнасі, сидить купки молоденьких мус. Вони добре знають на
зорями в небо ем злітав. Велич карта чистым веснам сердце расцветает.
Back, listen to some classics, and you were saying 15,000 registered folk songs?
Yes.
With UNESCO. And I mean, really, food, music, and art are amazing ways to experience a culture. So it's great that you're kind of introducing everybody to those today. So we've talked about the Sip and Paint event. What else do you have on the horizon?
Sure. So some of the further plans for us are the pre-Halloween event, when we would talk about Ukrainian mythology, something that people kind of overlooked, that is not very particular, but with Halloween coming up, I'm pretty sure that's going to be something interesting. Also, we are planning to have a charity run at the end of the year. So for now, we are hiding our runners away, switching to the gym. At least me, I'm not going to be able to run in the snowy weather in Kingston outside. But also at the end of the year, and closer to the February, to the fourth anniversary of the full-scale invasion, we are trying to organize a donation drive to send things back to Ukraine or to distribute to Ukrainians who live here, like kids and stuff. Also, again, I will repeat about the Boosting in the Arc, the most successful one. We invite everyone to come and taste the delicious pierogies. And something coming up with the partnership was the Ukrainian-Canadian Club in Kingston, which I didn't really participate in, and I didn't really know about their activities prior to this year, but I guess it's growing. So there will be a movie screening at the screening room on Princess.
Oh, awesome. That's such a great venue. And how can people keep up with all of these big events? They want the pierogies and they want to go and watch a movie?
Sure. First of all, it's our social media Instagram page.
Okay.
That's something we utilize a lot as a tool to promote our events. Also, we have the email subscription. So just shoot us an email and you will be subscribed to all the updates. We are working on it this year, especially because we really want to grow and to promote a bigger audience. And we have our link tree where all the like Bounce, now we are using Bounce for Queen's Clubs events, all those announcements are coming up.
And if people aren't aware, it's Q-U-U-S-A.
Yes.
Is your social media tag. And from there, they can check your link tree and find everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a couple more songs that you're going to introduce us to. So we've listened to some of the new, we've listened to some of the old. What's next in the queue for us?
This is a new generation of Ukrainian pop songs, very recent, very, I would even say Gen Alpha. It's not even my generation of music, it's something my younger sister would now listen to a lot. But we are progressing, and I think the difficult times make people stronger, and this is the time our music experiences also a rise and development. So yeah, I encourage to listen and maybe add some of those songs to your playlist.
And the ray of my eclipse,
you will never know.
Set free.
me fai per mucho tiempo. My kingdom will never let you enter.
Cause you have no business being there, girl.
Suddenly I'm close down there and you will never
go on with your life the way it was before.
Let me stay here alone.
Trust me, girl, I don't have anything
you're looking for.
Sometimes trying to hold me when I'm moving slowly.
I keep on trolling.
And you will never know it.
The feeling on my lips,
you will never know.
And the ray of my eclipse,
you will never know.
Cause I'm free and I'm glowing, but you don't know it.
And you will never know it.
The feeling on my lips,
you will never know.
And the ray of my eclipse,
you will never know.
Cause I'm free.
Нам було складно, нас змінило життя, залишатись не варто, вже не ті почуття. Я відпущу тебе, так відпущу тебе. Скільки болю б не було, скільки сліз мене утекло, прошу обійми мене. Зроби це востаннє, назавжди я залишу в пам'яті цю мить.
Yeah.
шукає, любов знаходить. Навколо мене просто кругами ходить. І як працює, це не розумію. Бо моя мрія, що зіснились твої мрії. Любов шукає, любов знаходить. Навколо мене просто кругами ходить. І як працює, це не розумію. Бо моя мрія, зіснили мої мрії. Навколо мене просто кругами ходить. І як працює, це не розумію. Бо моя мрія, що зіснились твої мрії. Любов шукає, любов знаходить. Навколо мене просто кругами ходить. І як працює, це не розумію. Бо моя мрія, зіснились твої мрії.
So we're back here with the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association, CFRC Takeover, with Solomia. We've been talking art, pierogies, music, some of your activities. You've mentioned that the numbers have sort of shifted a little bit. Can students get involved now? And if so, how? If someone's listening and they're like, I didn't know this existed and I'd love to get involved.
For sure. Well, first of all, everyone is welcome all year round. We have the general member application open.
Okay.
And probably the best place to start with is to join our events that we try to make pretty much consistent throughout the year. And just come say hi and you will be considered a part of our little family.
Do you have anything else to add before we get into the last few songs here?
I would say a big thank you to Queen's community, to Kingston community, and to all the Ukrainian community in Canada. I also want to say thank you to all the Canadians that supported all the incoming Ukrainians for the past 4 years now, which is crazy. I hope you were nice. And this is not something I expected to look like coming to Canada. I really had different expectations of me traveling and seeing this other part of the world, but it ended up being a very nice experience. And yeah, I'm really glad that I can be sitting here now speaking English for such a long time. Yeah, and so for the next two songs, these are forever our generation's classics that I think we will carry on to the future. And the last song, Okean Elze, Все буде добре, it means everything will be all right. Hmm. So it's kind of a nice touch too. Finish it.
Beautiful. Well, Solomia, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, that's the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association. Check them out on Instagram at QUUSA. Check them out tonight. You can go say hi in person at 5 o'clock at Matt Corey. Get some painting done. And thanks so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Кажеш, все якось дуже стрімко, а я вже хотів припинити пошук. Діджей поставив не ту платівку, баскетболіст не потрапив в кошик. У тебе безліч гламурних штучок, агара щільний гастрольний графік. Папір втомився, віддав туручок, не Кадилак, я придбав арафік. Запала, злапала, спутала, я взагалі не виступаю вдома. Я сижу, їжу, хаваю бутери, граюся в шутери, я DVD не вимикаю. Іза, на весь день не сліжу. Запала, злапала, спутала, я взагалі не виступаю вдома. Я сижу, їжу, хаваю бутери, граюся в шутери, я DVD не вимикаю. Іза, на весь день не сліжу. Росте дазняку нова посіта, а ми під плюс потове дуркуєм. Куди мені тебе запросити, де розміняють вночі нам ує? Ну не люблю я гламурних штучок, обожнюю лиш гастрольний графік. Вже годі мірятися, хто круче, крутіше всіх все одно лиш папік. Запала, злапала, спутала, я взагалі не виступаю вдома. Я сижу, я жухаваю бутери, граюся в шутери, я DVD не вимикаю. Іза, на вестями не сліжу. Запала, злапала, спутала, я взагалі не виступаю вдома. Я сижу, я жухаваю бутери, граюся в шутери, я DVD не вимикаю. Іза, на вестями не сліжу.
Thank you. так. Бажання сильні, як любов, поможуть нам війти. І буде вся ця наша висота. І все буде добре для кожного з нас. І все буде добре.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from local act Left Handed Archer's newly released third album, A Blue Arctic. Connor Barnes and Peter Sanfilippo return with a tight 33-second record of emotive and wide-ranging electronica, combining beats both menacing and relaxing. For fans of David Lynch, ambient Aphex Twin, Kelly Lee Owens, and The Field, you can enjoy some music while oceans rise and glaciers melt. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Blue Arctic now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Miami Sinking Into the Ocean here now with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.